Yes, yes. Once again, here with the Reentry Connect podcast. I'm live. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. Yes, indeed. Got my man Mel right here, famous rapper, up and coming. You know what I'm saying? About to tour the whole world. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, we're here at the job fair, you know, here at Temple University. Dr. Robinson hosted, man. This thing is really going well. But we got my good brother here, man. He's going to share some of his story, where he's from. Him saying the trajectory that he's on now, being a rap artist. Yeah. But nonetheless, go ahead, tell the people where you're from and some of the experiences that you may have been through dealing with the criminal justice system and getting jobs and things like that.
Oh, so my name is Mel. You know what I'm saying? I'm from SMS, Strawberry Mansion section, North Philly. I picked up rapping in jail, writing my thoughts and my feelings down.
Okay.
Trying to get past things, stuff like that.
Wow, how much time you do?
I did a lot of time. Altogether, I probably did 17 years of my
17
whole life.
Years. Wow.
Not straight, but as a kid.
Yeah. So when did you come home?
I've been home for the last 2.5 years.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Congratulations. So what type of challenges did you face when you came home from prison? What type of things did you go through? Like, if you could share what you've been through.
So, the way I think is a lot different from, like, a regular person. When dealing with people, they assume that I'm going to be the same person I used to be. So they don't give me chances. The people that I actually know. But the strangers, like you.
Okay.
They give her all the chances. They show you love. They do all the things that your family should do. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it motivated me to want to push clothes and music.
That's wow.
You know what I'm saying?
It motivated you.
So the clothes I'm about to push is called Motivated by Everything.
You know motivated by Everything. That's what I'm talking about. Yep. So tell me about this rap career. So you developed this when you was putting your thoughts on paper while you was in prison. Yeah. A lot of people don't understand. You know, when you get in there, you have time on your hands. You start writing. You know what I'm saying? You become real good lyricists and things like that. So tell me how you're going about your music career and where is it? Where can they find you with the music?
So I was just freestyling life at one point.
Yeah.
I keep meeting people that show me direction with everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I pass out these cards every day.
Okay.
So like meeting you, I asked you, I said, oh, you got a podcast?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. I'm like, all right, you got a podcast.
Yeah.
And you called me right over.
Yeah.
Took a chance. Look where I'm sitting at.
That's the lesson right there. You're taking those chances. Mm-hmm. You're taking those chances, you know, and risk. You know, sometimes we may think that people are not going to, they're going to turn us down. They're going to shut doors in our face. Those type of things going to happen. Welcome to life. However, you took that. You stepped out on faith. You got it right here on the podcast, which is cool because you're sharing your truth. You're sharing your experience. Yep. And you're sharing how you got over. So tell us, where can they find you at on the social media?
I'm on YouTube, Melvin Strom. I'm on Instagram at Mel Mugga 2022.
Uh-huh.
I'm on SoundCloud, Mel Mugga 30. I'm on Facebook, Melvin Strom.
Now,
I ran into somebody that's about to put me on to how I push the music to iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify and all that stuff.
Yo, that's very powerful. Yeah. So let me ask you this, man. I know you're a rapper, but if you got any raps right now that's pretty clean, no cursing and all that, go ahead and drop something for him real quick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want, I can find a little instrumental.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you want a little instrumental.
What type
of what type of beat you like?
I want a slow beat.
Slow beat?
Yeah.
Rap intro?
I want like a slow beat.
Okay.
Just for fun.
And my homie coming down here in a second, Emilio Sparks, he be down here in a little bit. I just ain't throw it out there yet. But he going to be here in a second. Gotcha. Let me throw a little something. Let's throw a little beat. Let's see if this thing works. Let's see if this works for you. Uh-huh. Yeah, Reentry Connect podcast, y'all. Y'all know how we doing it. My man about to drop some bars on y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we just going to get a little something going. You know, just to show his little rap career coming together. Still a little something. No cursing though.
What it made me, gonna take more than preaching to save me. I had plans, but the streets always raised me. A negative attitude is what it gave me. Product of my environment, I am what it made me. Gonna take more than preaching to save me. Okay. I had plans, but the streets always raised me. Ooh. A negative attitude is what it gave me. Product of my environment, the killer dealt. So to let a dude try to step in my lane, I run him over. I'm in a trap. I got them boulders. He wanna play with the rock, then bring him over. My old head giving trap lessons. Okay. If a dude try to ask you something, you answer crack questions. Mm. What's the cut? Highway? How you cook the?
It's okay. He got it there. Okay, man. Oh man, I know. We can't hold you. You was about to give us 1,000, man. But I appreciate that you just shared that you decided you want to do a rap career. So it's something that you want to do with your life. You know what I'm saying? So you're giving other people inspiration, hope, letting them know that it's okay to do music. It's okay to be a lyricist. It's okay to be a poet. You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. Especially when you got a message and a clear message at that. So you went on there, you freestyled a little bit. People heard y'all. Like I said, people, we got to stay tuned too. Because my man Emilio Sparks, he on his way right now. And so I know you know who he is, right? Mm-hmm. He on his way right now, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't put it out there. You know what I mean? Levi, no? You know what I'm saying? So, yo, without further ado, man, got my man Mel over here, Mel Mugger. You know what I'm saying? So if you could go ahead and give one encouraging word to an individual that's locked behind bars or is out here in the street, even here at this podcast, what type of motivational words would you give them?
Learn everything that you possibly learn while you sitting there, because you ain't gonna have the time to think when you get out here, because everything coming your way, unless you go get in the cave or something.
Yeah. And that's true. And we appreciate that. Like you said, knowledge is power. Knowledge is key. We appreciate him coming, sharing, dropping the jewels. But man, listen, go ahead and end it out. Yeah, he gonna end it out for y'all right
here. Reality check. Booker, you already know what's up.
Yeah.
Reality check, man, it hit me right there in my face. There's only so much I can take. I ain't feeling this place. Thoughts in my head is feeling like I'm running in place. Real dudes start to show they fake. I make them give me my space. Tats on my face, I ain't the same. Leave it in the past. Was in my bag, had to learn how to be a dad. Fighting my things, my conscience to keep on testing me. See what life cooking, I'm trying to figure the recipe. Cause I was sitting, seeing what I was missing. Born in 87, 36, without a pocket piston. I'm on a mission, I'm dripping, but some optimistic. How I was listening.
No doubt. It's all right. Man. Yeah, it's all good. I appreciate it. You kept it clean, man. They just heard you. Man, this thing going to be all over the world. But without further ado, I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. We're going to go ahead and end this podcast right now. But we appreciate my brother right here, Mel Mugger, man. He did his thing, and we appreciate him being an artist.